Welcome to your weekly dose of Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance with your host, Jory Fisher. Jory and her guests will inspire you to discern your life's purpose and make a positive difference in the world around you. Now, here's Jory Fisher.
Hello, and welcome to Heart and Soul. I'm Jory Fisher, your host, and joining us today, January 6, 2010, is a life and leadership coach, Beth Scanzani, from Rockport, Massachusetts. Beth, would you like to say hello to our audience today?
Hello. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, our first show in 2010. I'd like to thank Voice America for the opportunity to host 14 editions of Heart and Soul on the Internet's number one talk station, and thank my many listeners for tuning in week after week to Heart and Soul Reflections on Purpose, Passion, and Perseverance. I also want to thank Michael, Jeffrey, Randy, Frank, Brandy, and the rest of my team at Voice America for faithfully helping me produce this show. Though today is the last edition of this particular series of interviews on Voice America Variety, at the end of the hour, Beth and I will tell you our exciting plans for 2010. So why did I create and host a show on purpose, passion, and perseverance? Number one, because I want you to be encouraged by people who are purposefully doing their part to make a meaningful difference in the lives of others. Number two, because I want to assure each of you that you do have a unique and special reason for being on this earth. And number three, because of my life purpose, which is to shepherd seekers who hunger and thirst to find, follow, and fulfill their divine calling so they may faithfully serve others with confidence, integrity, passion, courage, and joy. And now, I am thrilled to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Beth Scanzani. I've known Beth since last spring when she served as my small group leader in the coach training program I took to become licensed in the True Purpose process. Beth is a multifaceted life and leadership coach who holds certifications as a professional empowerment coach, energy leadership coach, dream coach, and soon and very soon as a true purpose coach. Beth helps her clients live a more authentic, meaningful, and joyful life through her broad knowledge of coaching practices, psychology, organizational leadership, quantum physics, neuroscience, spirituality, life purpose, and dream work. She now lives her own dream life doing work she loves from her Oceanside office north of Boston. So welcome, Beth. It's so good to have you with us today. I'm so glad you could be here.
Well, thank you, Joy, and thanks so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. The reason I invited you is because I want you to tell us your story, starting with what you were doing before you created your dream life as a purposeful coach. I think many people will find it fascinating that you made the transition, made the change, made the leap that you did. And you were a human resources executive, right?
Yes, I actually was what they call a CHRO, Chief Human Resources Officer, in a well-known national healthcare company. And I had about 35 people reporting to me in four locations across the country and managed a budget of about $10 million a year. Actually, it was something that I loved. I loved being a member of the senior executive staff, and I loved leading a valued HR team. We were an employer of choice in a very competitive economy at that time. And I was making more money than I'd ever imagined. And being a soul-supporting single mom, I considered myself really blessed to be in this position.
Sure. Well, I mean, it does sound like it would be a position that would be the envy of many. So why didn't you want to stay in that position for another 10 or 15 years?
Well, you know, I thought I would. You know, I fully expected to be in that type of work until I was 65, 70, who knows. You know, until about 2 or 3 years before I left. And I think life had something else in mind, as it often does.
And at that
point, I really started to feel that, you know, something important was missing from my life and from my work. And I found myself feeling less engaged, less connected, less motivated. I'd always been the one who was the dedicated, enthusiastic, high performer, you know, working weekends, getting it done. And at this point, my energy felt drained and my enthusiasm was waning. And that halo I had seemed to be fading away. I felt a really strong desire to be more creative, to be more in touch with my intuition, to bring back more of my softer, you know, more feminine self. And my experience was, you know, my experience was that these qualities really weren't valued where I was. So as I began to explore and open up to some of the parts of myself that I value and I'd put aside to become that, you know, sort of quote-unquote successful HR executive, my feelings of disconnection from my work just seemed to be getting worse and worse.
Well, what did that feel like?
Yeah, you know, as I said, you know, really disengaged, you know, not motivated, just really disengaged and wanting something different, wanting something more, being frustrated that the things that I valued, my intuition, my creativity, just didn't seem to be connecting with people at work.
Right.
The projects that were coming up.
Well, of course, one of the possibilities would have been, as you said, to find a position in another company that valued parts of you that you wanted to display and show and carry out. But you didn't do that. Instead, you became a coach, a life and leadership coach, a dream coach, a purpose coach. How did that happen?
Well, as I started to explore some of the parts of myself that were new and that I'd sort of put aside, it's really interesting. I actually went to a workshop called Create Your Future Now that was sponsored by Marsha Weider. And she had us envision a dream. And the dream that I envisioned in that workshop, which I thought this was far away, you know, can't do this for years, but the dream that I envisioned was to leave my corporate job, become a coach, and buy a condo on the water. And what actually started happening is after I created that vision, things just started popping into place one after the other. And before I knew it, I had become a coach. And I had bought a condo on the water. And things started happening at work. You know, there were reorganizations happening. And where I started to fantasize about leaving work, it happened. You know, I actually had the opportunity to leave and to create a different life.
And obviously you're happy with the life you have because I can hear the smile in your voice whenever I speak with you.
I love it. And all of that happened, by the way, amazingly, in about 6 months. You know, from
going to a
workshop with a friend, you know, who invited me along, to actually having a very large dream be created
and
manifested within 6 months.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, it's a huge difference going from corporate executive career to a coach. Something like that, you're obviously going to undergo changes. So what did you see as the biggest obstacles or challenges in letting go of that corporate executive career?
Well, there are a lot of the obvious, you know, having to learn a new craft, being a novice, you know, not knowing instead of being the expert was a big one. Starting a business, you know, having to go out and get clients brings up issues of self-worth and of course, the huge change in financial status. But the two challenges that were really most surprising for me that I didn't expect were, one, the whole issue of identity. You know, who am I and what do I tell people about that? And no, I can't get people discounts on coach bags. I actually had somebody ask me that. Oh, coach, can you get me a discount on a bag?
Oh my gosh.
And I found that many people had no idea what a coach was, other than a sports coach. So there was a whole identity piece. And the other was a change in my life, my daily life structure and my schedule, because I really had none. Unless I imposed it on myself. And I turned out to be a merciless taskmaster, you know, really working every day into the evening, all of my weekends. And I had a terrible time slowing down. In fact, I finally ended up having to break my foot in several places to accomplish that. Then I slowed down.
Okay. All right, I have to ask this question. I assume you're talking symbolically, using an image here. You didn't really...
No. I broke my foot in several places.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I slowed down.
Oh, my gosh. So you did slow down.
Yes.
Well, good. Well,
yeah,
good.
I think that's
and I
the way it works sometimes. I didn't listen to my guidance.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you got to coach yourself, right? And bless
that's
yourself.
Right.
Well, what helped... What has helped to give you the courage and the perseverance to keep moving forward? Because basically, as a new entrepreneur, you started from scratch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Yeah. Well, you know, one thing was that I had just a very clear, undeniable sense that I was following the right path and that everything in life was just, you know, lining up to support me on my journey. I never felt alone. I never felt unsupported. I felt so much more connected to life, to the planet, you know, to God in whatever way I choose to describe that, much more so than I ever had before. And as I started to learn the coaching profession and really start to get into myself at a deeper level and my dreams, I developed a belief, a very strong belief about my own role and my own capacity to create the life that I love, and also a belief that I have everything I need to do that. So I came to really appreciate that everything in life has value and serves the whole, whether or not it feels good in the moment. You take a broken foot. Didn't feel good, but served the purpose. You know,
mm-hmm.
Everything happens for a reason, and I figure if I don't know what the reason is, I'm free to make one up.
Well, no regrets then, Beth?
No, absolutely not. I've never looked back and wondered whether or not I did the right thing.
Hmm. And how long ago did that happen? How long ago did you make that change?
April of 2006.
Okay. All right. So here you are with a whole new life, living your dream life from your office north of Boston on the ocean. Though, of course, last week it was a little dicey up there, wasn't it, with the weather?
Yes, it was.
Well, so what's next? What's next on the horizon? What fun dreams have you been dreaming lately?
Well, you know, first of all, in 2010, I really want to expand my work as a life and leadership coach and play bigger than I have to date. And as you know, I do dream work, and I follow my dreams pretty closely, and a lot of that's been coming up in my dreams. In fact, I don't know if I told you this or not, but even way before we talked about a radio show, even that was coming up in my dreams.
Mm-hmm. You did. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as you mentioned, I'm nearly complete with my certification as a true purpose coach, and I truly love that work. I love the work that I do with clients, helping them to find their way home to their true nature, to their life purpose. And I also love working with the really fabulous people in the community. And I'm getting happily and purposefully more and more involved with that community, teaching, mentoring, training, in addition to the one-on-one and group coaching that I do for True Purpose. So that's another big focus for me.
Beth, can you explain just a little bit what you mean by community? Because some people might think you mean like your neighborhood or something.
Well, Tim Kelly, who's the founder of the True Purpose Process, with which you and I are both in the certification program for, has been training coaches for a really long time and training people in finding their life purpose. And he's got a very large, what I call, community of people who are found their purpose and who stay involved with each other. He's got courses that come up and programs that come up that
yeah.
people get involved in.
Right. It is a great community. I'll definitely attest to that. All right. Well, so what else do you have dreaming for 2010?
Well, I'm
Instead
planning
of cooking,
to do...
I say dreaming for you.
Have cooking... stewing and brewing. I'm planning to do more work with, my mission, which is to awaken humanity one dream at a time. And in that regard, I'm doing more workshops and dream groups, both in person, and in 2010, I plan to do more group work over the phone. I also, as you know, do individual dream work, and I use dream work as part of my regular coaching practice. And then finally,
would you say just a little bit about that? Because are you talking about waking or sleeping dreams? I have a feeling some people might want to know.
Sure. Actually, originally, when I was still in corporate, I became certified as a dream coach, certified dream coach with Marcia Weider. And Marcia has a great 10-step process for training people on realizing their waking dreams. But the universe has a great sense of humor. And what I ended up doing eventually was discovering that there was a whole group of people, community of people, who were involved in studying and working with people's sleeping dreams. And that's mm-hmm. the kind of dream work that I'm talking about here.
Okay. All right. So you're trained in both, but what you'll be mm-hmm. exploring even more is the sleeping dreams, the work in that,
yes.
and helping people with that. Okay. Well, anything else for 2010?
Well, of course, you know, I'm really excited about the work that we're planning to do together, which I believe we're going to discuss toward the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, good. Well, right now, if you could just tell our listening audience a little bit about what the True Purpose Process is, I'd appreciate it, because I kicked off this series with Jeffrey Van Dyke talking about the True Purpose Process, but with the exception of Jeffrey, you were the only one talking about it. So could you just tell our audience a little bit about that?
Oh, sure, I'd be happy to. So the True Purpose Process was developed by a man named Tim Kelly. And he developed the process to help people answer some of life's most important questions, like, you know, who am I? And what am I meant to do with my life? And the process is based on the premise that we are unique. We are each individual unique people, and that we all have a purpose here on Earth. And that deep down, inside, we know what that purpose is. So there are lots of people who help others find what they call life purpose. For me, what sets Tim's process apart is that it really goes beyond what we're conscious of, and it establishes a connection to the part of us that knows our purpose at a deeper, unconscious level. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to know Tim to really appreciate this, as you do, Jory. You know, he's a person who's got a bachelor's degree in theoretical mathematics. He went to MIT. He was a development consultant at Oracle. He's been a skilled navigator. He was a decorated Naval Reserve officer. So he's really developed a solid, balanced, and structured way to mm-hmm. establish a collaborative relationship between the part of us that knows our purpose, the deeper part, and the more conscious, some call it ego part, so that we can live a more purposeful and passionate life. And I've been doing this now for a few years, and it's just really a wonderful process. It's pretty amazing.
Well, how would you say that finding our life purpose affects not just ourselves, but those around us?
Hmm. Well, I guess what comes to mind really is a metaphor for me. The image that comes to mind is the human body. So if all the cells in the body know what they're supposed to do, know what they're designed to do, and they're doing that, then the body functions well and easily, you know, in the flow, so to speak. The body feels good, it's connected to the whole, you know, it's doing what it's meant to do. And now you can contrast that with the body whose cells are really unclear about what they're meant to do, or they're not doing it. There's much more likely to be dis-ease, and dysfunction and a breakdown in the systems. And personally, I'd much rather live in the first body.
Right. Exactly. And I can't imagine that there'd be too many people who wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, but the second body, I think, is often what we see in the world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's true. I think maybe a lot of people don't realize they have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you share something about what your life purpose is, Beth, if you don't mind being so personal?
Sure. So just to help the audience a little bit, the True Purpose Process has several aspects of purpose. The first one we call essence. And essence is really a state of being. It's a quality of energy that shows up when we show up. You know, there are some people, they walk into a room and you just feel joy. Or you feel calm. My essence is the light and love of Grace. And as you know, Joy, many people know me by the name of Grace, which I actually got that name as it connects to some of the purpose work that I did with him. So Grace is my essence. Another aspect of purpose is what we call our blessing. And for us, in the True Purpose process, the blessing is a process. It's something that we do. And we do this over and over and over again in our lives. It's something that we were designed to do. It's something that we were trained to do. And my blessing is to help lost children find their way home.
Mm.
So the third
wow.
aspect of purpose, and Joy, you and I actually connected on our blessings when we were doing work together, that our blessings are actually pretty similar.
Absolutely.
The third aspect of purpose is what we call mission, and that's something big that we're called to do once, and then it's done. And we may have several missions. And the mission that I'm aware of at this point in my life is one I mentioned before, which is to awaken humanity one dream at a time, and thus the dream work that I do with Sleeping Dreams.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you say that knowing your life purpose has affected you? Can you give us some of your experiences from your own life?
Well, I think in general for me, knowing my purpose has helped me to go from a scattered energy where I wasn't able to slow down. I was trying to do everything and experimenting with this and that, to really more purposeful focus and a clearer direction for my life. And having that, I feel more grounded and more centered and more clear. And I love what I do. And the opportunity to do more and more and more of what I love seems to come easily. You know, Carl Jung talked about something called synchronicity, things just coming and happening to us. This happens over and over and over again, like doing this radio show with you. Came up
mm-hmm.
in a dream. And then we talked about it, and here we are. And it just
that's true
to come and come easily when we're at on the right
mm-hmm.
path.
Yeah, that was really cool. I just I was getting the strong message that you and I should do this radio show together and perhaps do some other work together. And I called you up, and lo and behold, you were getting the same signal or message or inspiration. So that was
mm-hmm.
that was really neat. So, yes, I definitely agree with that synchronicity concept of Carl Jung's. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And people on purpose just find that this happens more and more and more. And I take it as a sign that I'm on the right path when that's happening.
Yeah, that's good. Well, here you are. You have this great life going for you north of Boston. And, you know, I'm really, really happy for you, Beth. And I think that a lot of people could experience the same kind of joy and fulfillment and passion and sense of purpose in their life if they just knew how to do it. And don't you agree that, boy, there's a leading question for you, but
yeah.
Don't you agree that a lot of people, you know, really would love to do it, but either A, they've never thought about it that hard, about, well, gosh, there really is a path, or B, they may hope there's a path but not know that there really is one. Has that been a little bit of your experience?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, how many people do you hear? I'm sure many people in our listening audience are asking themselves the question, you know, what am I meant to do? What do I want to do with the rest of my life? How can I get to a
exactly.
place in my life where I feel passion, that I feel that my life has meaning, that I'll have left a legacy that I feel really good about?
Exactly. Well, Beth, right now we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we have a surprise. We have Mr. Jeffrey Van Dyke has been able to call in from Israel, and he will be talking
hey.
With us. I know, isn't that cool? He'll be talking with us about some of the plans that we have internationally with respect to encouraging people to find their purpose and training coaches in the Purpose Method. This is Jory Fisher, your host, with my guest Beth Scanzani from Rockport, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for joining us, and please come back. Stay tuned.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com. Do you long to make a difference in the lives of others? Do you feel called to something different but don't know what? If you're feeling discouraged and off purpose, consider Jory Fisher and Associates. Jory is a certified life and career coach who's trained in Tim Kelly's True Purpose Process. Her clients are professional men and women who seek meaningful work opportunities that will allow them to support their family, maintain a healthy lifestyle, and make the difference they're designed to make. Jory would love to help you find, follow, and fulfill your divine calling so that you may faithfully serve others with confidence, integrity, passion, and joy. She can help you discern your true purpose and discover how you're meant to fulfill that purpose in the marketplace. Imagine the joy and confidence you'd have knowing that you're doing what you're specifically designed to do. For more information, visit JoryFisher.com or send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Jory offers specialized coaching to women, clergy, and legal professionals, so visit JoryFisher.com today. Tune into a program that's all about empowerment and human potential. It's all about navigating your life. In fact, that is the name of the program. Tune in every Monday morning for the Navigating Your Life Show with host Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. Each week we'll discuss a range of topics to help you with the challenges facing us every day. The information given can be implemented immediately and may change your life forever. The Navigating Your Life Show is broadcast live Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
If you can't put down a good mystery novel, you'll want to check out Mystery Matters with Fran Stewart. Each week, you'll hear from the top mystery writers of our time. From suspense thrillers to forensics, you'll explore all of the categories that make a great mystery work. Not only will we discuss the secrets of the story, but we'll go behind the novel to sort out all of the pieces of the puzzle. Broadcast live each Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America. Mystery Matters, where murder isn't. Open book.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. Listening to Heart and Soul, created and hosted by Jory Fisher. To participate in today's program, call us at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you wish, you may also send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Now, back to Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance.
Hello, and welcome back to Heart and Soul. We've been listening to Beth Scanzani from Rockport, Massachusetts, describe the true purpose process and how it has been such a blessing to her life. And I now have the pleasure of introducing you, perhaps for the second time, if you listened to the very first interview back in October, to Jeffrey Van Dyke, who is calling in from Tel Aviv, Israel. Jeffrey is a professional certified coach who's on a mission to heal the ache of those who are meant to change the world. He's worked personally with leaders such as Bill Gates, Donald Trump, and Stephen Covey, and here he is to talk to you about what is going on in Israel and the international community as a whole. So, Jeffrey, welcome. Would you please tell us what you're doing over there?
A lot, I'll tell you that much. thank you so much for having me here. I love what you're doing, Jory. I love who you are, and it's a pleasure to be here. What we're up to right now is we've gotten very clear calls from our trusted sources to come to Israel and bring this work to this part of the world. Really that if we are going to create a new world and step into a new paradigm in our world, a couple of the things that are absolutely necessary is to create peace here in the Middle East as really the foundation for peace around the world, and solving global warming, two really big issues that we must be able to solve in order to step into a new world. So part of what we're doing in Israel is bringing this work to the Israelis. We had a workshop for the general public in September. I'm here leading a training all next week with a group of Israeli coaches to help get this into Hebrew and share it with the Israeli audience.
Wow. And how is that being received?
You know, it seems to me that no matter where I am, purpose is something we are hungry for around the world. And in a world where there is so much chaos, and where the chaos seems to just get more and more and you know, grow exponentially, that having a sense of purpose gives us meaning, and it gives us at least certainty in something. It gives us certainty in why we're here and what we're meant to be doing. Oftentimes, even what our responsibility is in terms of this chaos and in terms of creating the world that we are hungry for and that is calling to us, almost a parallel universe asking for us to step into it, if I can go that far.
So you are finding that it is being well received, and I know we have purpose coaches in Israel now, in the United Kingdom, in Venezuela, in Italy, in Colombia. What else is going on?
The other thing that we got here this past Saturday, all the days are blurring together now, and we've been in meetings, almost nonstop every day. Today had one of the most profound meetings with one of the biggest business leaders here in Israel who owns many, many companies and has a lot of influence in Israeli society. Also has a huge Change the World mission. And we sat down with her today, and it was just a beautiful meeting where we really shared what we're being called to do and knew that one another were on the same mission, and that some of what she's trying to do and some of what we're trying to do are absolutely aligned. So a lot of what we're doing is talking about ways to help Israel as a country, and we are looking at this in many countries, but right now we're in Israel, help Israel find its higher purpose, as well as finding the higher purpose of different business institutions, different businesses themselves, etc. Many businesses and many institutions in the world, as well as, you know, society as a whole, isn't necessarily performing its higher purpose. Business is failing at doing its higher purpose. It's certainly serving itself, but it's not serving a higher purpose. And as it continues to do what it's doing, and if it doesn't shift and change, it too will continue to have more thrashing about and more struggles. So a lot of what we're doing here in Israel is not just helping coaches, that's certainly one way to get this work out to the world, but also working with business leaders, politicians, etc., to help find the higher purpose of the country here as a whole and different institutions inside of it.
That's great. And it sounds like, as you described the business meeting that you had with the business leader, it reminded me of what Beth referred to earlier, of the synchronicity, that here you all both were thinking some very similar thoughts with respect to what your missions are. And Tim and I have talked about finding working with other people, of course, to find the higher purpose of law, higher purpose of religion, going into countries like Spain and Mexico where there already are some purpose coaches, but actually doing some trainings there. So can you speak to that just
Absolutely.
A tad, Jeffrey?
Yeah, really the mission is that everyone who wants to know their purpose and live it is able to do so, and that knowing and living your purpose is an everyday experience in our world. So there's many different ways we're going about trying to make that happen. Working with business leaders, politicians, world leaders, etc. is one of them. Training coaches to work with their coaches and with their clients is another. So we've been doing this training in Israel. We've been working in Colombia. We're starting conversations with some of the coaches in Mexico City, those in Spain, perhaps France. And later this year or next year, we'll most likely be going either to Egypt or Amman, Jordan to train coaches there.
Wonderful. Well, Jeffrey, thank you. I'm wondering if you can tell us what people should do if they want to get involved in all of this.
Well, one of the things they can do is contact you.
Okay.
And you didn't pay me to say that. I'm just saying it. So certainly one of the things you all can do, you know, this is your audience, and they know and love you for a good reason. So certainly one of the things they can do is contact you and find out what you're up to, see how they can work with you or be in touch with you through your website and that sort of thing, which I heard on the break is joryfishercoaching.com. So there is my wholehearted endorsement for you.
Another
thing they can do is go to knowyourpurpose.com, or if you're a coach, a therapist, a healer, that sort of thing, go to purposefulcoach.com, and you can sign up for e-zines and that sort of thing there, and that's a place to stay in touch as well.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so very much for taking a break from your purpose work in Israel to chat with us. And Beth and I both give you blessings as you carry on your work, and give our love to Tim. And we look forward to hearing about all of the adventures you're having when y'all get back.
Mm. There's lots of them.
Thank you so much.
I love what you're doing, bringing this work to a radio audience, and hope that in some way you can continue. Blessings to you and to everybody listening. However you go forward and however you find your purpose, may it be bountiful, and look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you, dear. God bless.
Bye, dear.
If you could just start in, we only have a couple of minutes before break, but if you there are a couple of questions I know that you wanted to ask of me, so maybe you could at least get one question in, and then we'll take a break and continue on with the rest.
That sounds great. So, Jory, you've told us each week on this show, Heart and Soul, that you host this program so that you can encourage and assure all of your listeners that we do have a unique reason for being on this earth. And you've also told us that your life purpose and your blessing, as we call it, is to shepherd seekers who hunger and thirst to find, follow, and fulfill their divine calling. How do you know that, Jory? How did you discover your own life purpose?
Well, thank you for asking. I was hoping you would, and I was hoping we could get that in, and I'll just get started on it. Beth and my listeners, I really can't remember a time when I haven't had a divine connection. Sometimes I haven't done my part to keep up that communication. In fact, sometimes I've put no effort into it whatsoever. But that connection has always been there. Sometimes, Beth, it's been loud and clear. Sometimes it's been a still, small voice. But I know it's been there all the same. And mostly the connection has been kept alive through prayer and praise and fellowship, service to others, and through reading my Bible and devotionals. But something really cool happened. I decided last spring to take Tim Kelly's coach training program to learn how to help others discern their life purpose. And as you very well know, Beth, I gained more clarity on mine. And I can honestly say that my divine connection became even stronger. And now, through active imagination, or what I call interactive prayer, I can connect with my trusted source, who for me is Jesus, anytime I want to, and receive very specific answers to very specific questions. For example, I asked Jesus if I should create this radio show on purpose. He said yes. And I asked, what should I call it? And he told me. And I asked who my guest should be, and he told me. And I can ask bigger questions, like what is my essence? What is my blessing? What is my mission, or missions, plural? And, you know, it's just really, really awesome being clear on my purpose and knowing that I can connect with my trusted source and get very specific answers all the time. But right now, Beth, I know you have a couple of other questions, but we really do need to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to discuss even more about how people can get involved and what you and I have in store.
This is Jory Fisher, your host, calling from Lynchburg, Virginia, or speaking to you from Lynchburg, Virginia, and Beth Scanzani calling in from Rockport, Massachusetts. You're listening to Heart and Soul on the Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you long to make a difference in the lives of others? Do you feel called to something different but don't know what? If you're feeling discouraged and off purpose, consider Jory Fisher and Associates. Jory is a certified life and career coach who's trained in Tim Kelly's True Purpose Process. Her clients are professional men and women who seek meaningful work opportunities that will allow them to support their family, maintain a healthy lifestyle, and make the difference they're designed to make. Jory would love to help you find, follow, and fulfill your divine calling so that you may faithfully serve others with confidence, integrity, passion, and joy. She can help you discern your true purpose and discover how you're meant to fulfill that purpose in the marketplace. Imagine the joy and confidence you'd have knowing that you're doing what you're specifically designed to do. For more information, visit JoryFisher.com or send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Jory offers specialized coaching to women, clergy, and legal professionals, so visit JoryFisher.com today.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
While parenting has its joys, it's also stressful. If you'd like help finding practical solutions to the challenges you're facing, listen to Real Parents, Real Solutions with host Tony Shuda. You'll leave with options you can try with your kids right after the broadcast. Tony will interview experts and real parents for real solutions to problems that will reduce your stress and make your family happier. Call in, write in. This show is for you. Real Parents, Real Solutions airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. Listening to Heart and Soul, created and hosted by Jory Fisher. To participate in today's program, call us at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you wish, you may also send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Now, back to Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance.
Welcome back to the very last segment of Heart and Soul, Reflections on Purpose, Passion, and Perseverance on Voice America Variety. You've been listening to Beth Scanzani, Jeffrey Van Dyke, and myself, Jory Fisher, describe the almost indescribable joy of knowing our purpose, as well as the work and that the True Purpose community is doing around the world. Before telling you what Beth and I are planning for 2010, I just want to take a moment to tell you that we now have about 350 coaches trained in the True Purpose Process. So if discovering your purpose is of vital importance to you, Beth and I would be happy to help you find the right coach, take you through the process. And Beth, I have to tell you, I just got an email from a gentleman named Bernard. He says, "Say hi to Beth for me. Beth helped me find my life's purpose." And then he goes on to describe some situations.
Absolutely.
What I loved about Beth was she held a great space for me to work through my confusion and never let me off the hook. So, and he says lots of happy, happy things, which I'll share with you later. So isn't that cool?
That's very cool. But thank you, Ben.
I know. And so, folks, if you do want to reach Beth,
who is a fabulous coach. Beth, can you tell them how they can get a hold of you?
Yes. My email address is my name, Beth, B-E-T-H, Scanzani, S-C-A-N-Z-A-N-I, at AOL.com.
Great. And that's S as in Sam and Z as in Zebra, Beth Scanzani at AOL.com. Super. Well, Beth, you were asking me about my purpose, and I'd be happy to talk about that a teeny bit more, but then we have some other cool things to get into, so go ahead.
Okay, great. Well, you talked a little bit about your blessing, Jory, and we've said that there are three aspects to purpose, and one of them is essence. Would you like to tell us about your essence?
Yes, and you know, that's not the kind of question that people usually say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your essence when you first meet somebody, so... Anyway, this is pretty private, but here I am announcing it to the world. Our essence is who we are at the core. And to use my essence as an example, I am a joyful messenger of God's love and compassion for his creation. Our mission is a high-level instruction given to us by our trusted source. It's a specific task or tasks, perhaps, that needs to be performed. The mission I'm called to focus on now is to heal those who search for meaning in their lives and who long to make a difference. Now, the group or groups that I work with and how this relates to what I plan to do next, my peeps, as you call them, Beth, are highly motivated men and women who seek a profession or position or niche or opportunity that will allow them to make a significant difference in the lives of others. What they all have in common is that they ache to find their true calling, just as I did when I first graduated from law school. I relate especially well to three groups. That would be professional women who are self-employed or who work in a service-oriented career. The second group is lawyers, and the third group is clergy. So I love it, and I'd be happy at another time talk about how I got into the field of coaching, but right now what I really want to focus on, Beth, is what you and I have coming up, and I'm wondering if you would like to share a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we're talking about doing, Jory, for our listeners is group coaching. So purpose work can be done on an individual level. It can be done in a very large teleclass, as the purpose community provides. And it also can be done in small groups of 4 to 6. And small groups are really a fabulous way to help people find their purpose. Jory, you were part of a small group that
right.
I was coached. So, you know, in addition to the coaching that you get in a small group, there's buddy work. And in the group setting, you can get insights and perspectives and feedback in a very small, supportive group. So the energy just gets to be amazing, and the relationships between the people often continue well past the coaching program itself. So I know that there's going to be more to come. Your new website, womenfindpurpose.com, is that correct?
Yes.
Is going to have some of the details on that.
Exactly. Yeah, and that will be, it's a work in progress, but it is Women Find Purpose, all one word, Women Find Purpose, or rather three words put together, womenfindpurpose.com. So what we'd like to do now is share with our listeners something else that Beth and I have planned. I've invited Beth, for whom I have the deepest respect and admiration, to join me as a co-host on a radio show that we're designing specifically for purposeful women. As you can see, Beth is delightful, purposeful, insightful, and fun, and I'm excited that she's going to be doing this with me. And for those of you who are wondering, yes, our trusted sources did weigh in on this. So if you want to find out details as they unfold, please do go to this website, womenfindpurpose.com. If you sign up by February 15th to learn more about our upcoming radio show and our work together, you'll receive my starter course on discovering your purpose for free, along with three other special bonuses. So please do go now to womenfindpurpose.com to get that information. Well, I want to thank you all so much. We're drawing to a close here, and there are just a couple more things I want to say to you all. You've been listening to Heart and Soul, as you know. Our guest has been life and leadership coach Beth Scanzani, speaking to us from Rockport, Massachusetts. The quote I'd like to leave you with this week is from Stephen Covey, recognized as Time Magazine's 25 Most Influential Americans. Whatever is at the center of our life will be the source of our security, guidance, wisdom, and power. So as you live your life today, this week, this year, this decade, I invite you to ask yourself, what is at the center of your life, and how are you responding to the call? Thank you so much, Beth and Jeffrey, if you're still listening, for being my guest today. I look forward to working with you both for years to come.
Thank you, Jory.
This is Jory Fisher. Oh, thank you, Beth. This is Jory Fisher with Heart and Soul, Reflections on Purpose, Passion, and Perseverance. I invite you to listen to my archive shows, to visit my website at joryfisher.com, and my new website, www.womenfindpurpose.com, and to email me at jory@joryfishercoaching.com if you wish to discuss ways you can partner with me to discover your God-given purpose. Thank you again, Voice America, especially you, Michael, my sound engineer, and thank you, my loyal listeners. It has been my absolute pleasure to be your host on this show. May God bless you, keep you, guide you, and give you peace. Happy New Year.
Thank you for joining us on Heart and Soul, Reflections on Passion, Purpose, and Perseverance. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, when host Jory Fisher brings you another inspiring show. We'll see you then.